Ezekiel chapter 41. Then he brought me to the nave, and measured the pilasters. On each side 6 cubits was the width of the pilasters. The width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the side walls of the entrance were 5 cubits on either side. He measured the length of the nave, 40 cubits, and its width 20 cubits. Then he went into the inner room, and measured the pilasters of the entrance, 2 cubits, and the width of the entrance 6 cubits, and the side walls of the entrance 7 cubits. He measured the depth of the room, 20 cubits, and its width 20 cubits, beyond the nave. And he said to me, This is the most holy place. Then he measured the wall of the temple, 6 cubits thick, and the width of the side chambers, 4 cubits all around the temple. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one over another, 30 in each story. There were offsets all around the wall of the temple to serve as supports for the side chambers, so that they should not be supported by the wall of the temple. The passageway of the side chambers widened from story to story, for the structure was supplied with a stairway all around the temple. For this reason, the structure became wider from story to story. One ascended from the bottom story to the uppermost story by way of the middle one. I saw also that the temple had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers measured a full reed of 6 long cubits. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, and the free space between the side chambers of the temple and the chambers of the court was a width of 20 cubits all around the temple on every side. The side chambers opened onto the area left free, one door toward the north and another door toward the south, and the width of the part that was left free was 5 cubits all around. The building that was facing the temple yard on the west side was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its depth 90 cubits. Then he measured the temple 100 cubits deep, and the yard and the building with its walls 100 cubits deep. Also the width of the east front of the temple and the yard 100 cubits. Then he measured the depth of the building facing the yard at the west, together with its galleries on either side, 100 cubits. The nave of the temple and the inner room and the outer vestibule were paneled, and all around all 3 had windows with recessed frames. Facing the threshold, the temple was paneled with wood all around, from the floor up to the windows. Now the windows were covered, to the space above the door, even to the inner room and on the outside. And on all the walls all around in the inner room and the nave there was a pattern. It was formed of cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between cherub and cherub. Each cherub had 2 faces, a human face turned toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion turned toward the palm tree on the other side. They were carved on the whole temple all around. From the floor to the area above the door, cherubim and palm trees were carved on the wall. The doorposts of the nave were square. In front of the holy place was something resembling an altar of wood, 3 cubits high, 2 cubits long, and 2 cubits wide. Its corners, its base, and its walls were of wood. He said to me, This is the table that stands before the Lord. The nave and the holy place had each a double door. The doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 swinging leaves for each door. On the doors of the nave were carved cherubim and palm trees, such as were carved on the walls. And there was a canopy of wood in front of the vestibule outside. And there were recessed windows and palm trees on either side, on the side walls of the vestibule. Ezekiel chapter 42. Then he led me out into the outer court, toward the north, and he brought me to the chambers that were opposite the temple yard and opposite the building on the north. The length of the building that was on the north side was 100 cubits, and the width 50 cubits. Across the 20 cubits that belonged to the inner court, and facing the pavement that belonged to the outer court, the chambers rose gallery by gallery in 3 stories. In front of the chambers was a passage on the inner side, 10 cubits wide and 100 cubits deep, and its entrances were on the north. Now the upper chambers were narrower, for the galleries took more away from them than from the lower and middle chambers in the building. For they were in 3 stories, and they had no pillars like the pillars of the outer court. For this reason the upper chambers were set back from the ground more than the lower and the middle ones. There was a wall outside parallel to the chambers, toward the outer court, opposite the chambers, 50 cubits long. For the chambers on the outer court were 50 cubits long, while those opposite the temple were 100 cubits long. At the foot of these chambers ran a passage that one entered from the east, in order to enter them from the outer court. The width of the passage was fixed by the wall of the court. On the south also, opposite the vacant area and opposite the building, there were chambers, with a passage in front of them. They were similar to the chambers on the north, of the same length and width, with the same exits and arrangements and doors. So the entrances of the chambers to the south were entered through the entrance at the head of the corresponding passage from the east, along the matching wall. Then he said to me, "The north chambers and the south chambers opposite the vacant area are the holy chambers, where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offerings. There they shall deposit the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter the holy place, they shall not go out of it into the outer court without laying there the vestments in which they ministered, for these are holy. They shall put on other garments before they go near to the area open to the people." When he had finished measuring the interior of the temple area, he led me out by the gate that faces east, and measured the temple area all around. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the north side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the south side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned to the west side and measured, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall around it, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits wide, to make a separation between the holy and the common. Ezekiel chapter 43. Then he brought me to the gate facing east, and there the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the east. The sound was like the sound of mighty waters, and the earth shone with his glory. The vision I saw was like the vision that I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and like the vision that I had seen by the river Kibar, and I fell upon my face. As the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking to me out of the temple. He said to me, "Mortal, this is the place of my throne, and the place for the soles of my feet, where I will reside among the people of Israel for ever. The house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings by their whoring, and by the corpses of their kings at their death. When they placed their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorposts, with only a wall between me and them, they were defiling my holy name by their abominations that they committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their idolatry, and the corpses of their kings far from me, and I will reside among them forever. As for you, mortal, describe the temple to the house of Israel, and let them measure the pattern, and let them be ashamed of their iniquities. When they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the plan of the temple, its arrangements, its exits and its entrances, and its whole form, all its ordinances, and its entire plan, and all its laws, and write it down in their sight, so that they may observe and follow the entire plan and all its ordinances. This is the law of the temple. The whole territory on the top of the mountain all around shall be most holy. This is the law of the temple. These are the dimensions of the altar by cubits, the cubit being 1 cubit and a handbreadth. Its base shall be 1 cubit high and 1 cubit wide, with a rim of 1 span around its edge. This shall be the height of the altar, from the base on the ground to the lower ledge, 2 cubits, with the width of 1 cubit, and from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge, 4 cubits, with the width of 1 cubit. And the altar hearth, 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth, projecting upward, 4 horns. The altar hearth shall be square, 12 cubits long by 12 wide. The ledge also shall be square, 14 cubits long by 14 wide, with a rim around it, 1/2 cubit wide, and its surrounding base, 1 cubit. Its steps shall face east. Then he said to me, Mortal, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances for the altar. On the day when it is erected for offering burnt offerings upon it, and for dashing blood against it, you shall give to the Levitical priest of the family of Zadok, who draw near to me to minister to me, says the Lord God, a bull for a sin offering. And you shall take some of its blood, and put it on the four horns of the altar, and on the four corners of the ledge, and upon the rim all around. Thus you shall purify it and make atonement for it. You shall also take the bull of the sin offering, and it shall be burnt in the appointed place, belonging to the temple outside the sacred area. On the second day you shall offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering, and the altar shall be purified as it was purified with the bull. When you have finished purifying it, you shall offer a bull without blemish and a ram from the flock without blemish. You shall present them before the Lord, and the priest shall throw salt on them and offer them up as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you shall provide daily a goat for a sin offering. Also a bull and a ram from the flock without blemish shall be provided. 7 days shall they make atonement for the altar and cleanse it, and so consecrate it. When these days are over, then from the 8th day onward the priests shall offer upon the altar your burnt offerings and your offerings of well-being, and I will accept you, says the Lord God.